Good morning. Thank you all for coming on such short notice. We really, really do appreciate it. This is a pretty significant event, considering what's going on since last Saturday. Obviously, this is involving the investigation of the two murders at Best Buy on East Skilly Drive. This morning, shortly after 8 o'clock, members of our Northeast Oklahoma Violent Crimes Task Force, the Tulsa Police Department Homicide Unit, the Tulsa Police Department Gangs Unit, Special Investigations Division, and the FBI culminated their investigation with the arrest of two persons involving the in the shooting. Late yesterday, a car was discovered after literally 48 hours of officers searching every apartment complex in town looking for, at best, a fuzzy description for a vehicle, but we did have a few identifiers that were very unique. Officers of the Violent Crimes Task Force found that car, began surveillance on it immediately, ultimately stopped people in the car, another location in the city, and began their investigation. One person was arrested out of the car. There were three people in it as an accessory to that murder at the Best Buy. A warrant was obtained yesterday for one person for that murder. This morning at 8 o'clock, that person and another person, male, arrested for as an accessory, were taken into custody. If you're not familiar with the circumstances, last Saturday, Scott Norman was followed by these people from Promenade Mall. And let me just say right now, the genesis of this argument, conflict, whatever you want to call it, goes back to 2008. It was rekindled at Promenade Mall. I've got to say, we would not have had the success we had if we did not have the cooperation of Promenade Mall and their video system. They did an outstanding job of helping us. They are very concerned about the safety of their customers, the safety of the public. They were really good citizens in this, and we could not have asked for better help from Promenade. They were followed from the mall to the Best Buy at the 5200 East Skelly Drive, which time a suspect got out and fired shots at Scott Norman. I think, as you all know, Mr. Brown was killed as apparently as collateral damage in this attack. I think it probably shocked the conscience of everybody on the police department and certainly everybody in the community that we had innocents involved in what apparently was gang-related violence. As I said, we found the car. Ultimately, the people who have been arrested, there was a warrant issued yesterday for Willie Wise. He's an African-American male, and he is in custody. We did probable cause arrests on two other people. One is Shania Craven, an African-American female, and Jeremy Foster, an African-American male. Mr. Foster has not been charged or booked. He's currently being interviewed, and we'll see where the investigation takes us regarding that. But we do believe we have everybody involved in the Best Buy shooting, and we're continuing our investigation. We will present charges to the district attorney's office.